Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today are a dynamic Quad Cities group that came together in 2010. They were promptly awarded first place in the 2011 Iowa Blues Challenge. They also reached the semifinals in both the International Blues Challenge and the Kings of Beale Street competition. Their latest album is called Ridiculous. Put your hands together and give a ridiculously warm welcome to the Candy Makers.
I want to dip you in chocolate from your head to your toes. I want to dip you in chocolate like nobody knows. I want to dip you in chocolate from your neck to your feet. I want to dip you in chocolate, make it taste so sweet. You know I'm coming from a place that only love can find. And right now I'm hungry and I want to make you mine. We're gonna make some candy together. We're gonna do it the right way. The night breaks the day. I want to dip you in chocolate from your head to your toes. I want to dip you in chocolate like nobody knows. I want to dip you in chocolate from your neck to your feet. I want to dip you in chocolate, make it taste so sweet.
By Mr. Alan Sweet and the Candy Makers on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Al Sweet, welcome to you.
Thanks for having us, Iowa City. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's great to see you. We had you on Java Blend a couple years ago. We actually visited you in your neck of the woods. You were playing at the Redstone Room, a fabulous venue here in Iowa, in Davenport, and we're celebrating there, I believe, a birthday of yours, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming and doing that with us. That was a wonderful night. Had a great time.
Now you're here. So, yeah, that's wonderful. Let's see. Al, introduce us to the rest of your band.
All right. We got Mr. Brett Dale on guitar.
All right.
Tonight. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Randy Leisman on the bass. Jackson Heights' very own Mr. Randy Leisman on the bass. Michael Miller on the percussion tonight. All right. Drums. Mr. Nick Vasquez, the squeeze on the keys. Put your hands together, please. There it is.
And Al Sweet. Yeah. That first number, Dip You in Chocolate, that's something that you wrote. In this hour, we're going to be hearing a number of tunes, I think the first few right off your latest album, Ridiculous. And these are all authored by you, members of the band, right? You all get together and do
everybody
this.
Everybody here wrote some songs on that album. So.
Okay, we'll talk about it. I want to ask you about how producing this album went this past summer, but let's go back to music. What do you got for us next?
Sure, this next one's written by Randy. It's called Are You Ready? It goes like this. Fall out of place on the reg, but in this case I'm ready. Take it from me, be free from being your own worst enemy. I sure would like if you would be so kind and open your heart to this lonely guy. Don't know he's in the same. Sometimes you wind up on top of your game. Oh, are you ready? I'm ready.
Are you ready? Like me, but now you want some DNA. That ain't my baby, so quit running around talking about me. That ain't my baby, quit spreading them lies. That ain't my baby, yeah, put that on everything. That ain't my baby.
And we're back. I'm Al Sweet, and you're watching
That Ain't My Baby.
We're here with Randy. Now, Randy, before the break here, you said that adorable child up there looks nothing like you, right?
Nothing like me.
Well, guess what, Randy? Guess what? The results are in, and you are the father.
Thank you.
This one's called Working.
It goes like this. They've got me
working. They got me working. They got me working. My fingers to the bone, but it's about time to go, cause the cows are coming home, and I'm making only pennies, but I'm spending my life. Oh, they got you working. Oh, they got you working.
Working, working day and night.
Oh, they got you working. Burning from both ends, and this candle wax is dripping on the plans you made with friends. But you're making only pennies, but you're spending your life. Oh, they got you working,
working, working day and night.
Oh, they got you working,
working, working day and night.
They got you working, ooh, till the wheels fall off, and all you wanna do is lay around and have a smoke and cough. When you're making only pennies, oh, oh, you're making only pennies, spending your life.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. The good fortune of having the Candy Makers, five of them anyway, on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Mike Miller, Randy Leisman, Brett Dale, Nick Vasquez, and Al Sweet make up the Candy Makers. And we're missing Evan White. And there are six members, right, Al?
Yeah, usually about six.
It varies depending on the night. You play many coffee houses? Are you used to this atmosphere?
Not in the actual Candy Maker setting. Usually when we're playing in a coffee house, we call it Pieces of Candy, because it's usually just a couple of us up on stage instead of the whole, 10 members or however many we got in the band at the time. So,
I want to let you know that if you're listening to this, you can find out more about the Candy Makers by going to their website, thecandymakers.com. Also, if you're listening and you would like to download for your very own this entire performance in stereo, go to iowapublicradio.org and search for Java Blend, and you'll be able to listen to it online. Or download it onto your favorite portable device. We're listening to several songs off the Candy Makers' latest album, Ridiculicious, put out in September of 2014. What was the album-making process like? Ridiculous, bumpy, smooth? Tell us, gentlemen, what was it like?
This one, compared to the first one, we rehearsed a lot for the first album. This one we went in with song ideas.
You know, Randy would have an idea. He'd come in. We'd just lay it all out there, and we'd have it recorded within a couple hours. So the process was a very trusting type of a process, because it's risky doing that, because you can have an idea, bringing in it completely crumbles and fails. But this one, you know.
It was planned out. You learn from your previous albums that it was too stressful to do it the other way, or?
Well, there was less yelling at each other this way. So it was good. You just let it go on the fly. Everybody has natural instincts. We all trust each other a lot. So we wanted that to come through instead of squishing the idea to death to where it turns into a whole different entity.
Brett, did you come into this new album with a concept, or did you come into the studio beforehand a firmer concept than you had with a previous album?
Yeah, a lot of songs.
Well, Randy?
Actually, we, over the course of, what was it, about 4 or 5 months, we recorded 22 songs, and then we figured, let's see what 10 fit together the best.
Mm-hmm. And you decided that in the studio beforehand?
And we'll start there. In the studio.
You did. Was that easy?
It was actually after all the songs were recorded, after, you know, the 24 songs were recorded, we actually decided which songs we wanted to put on the first album. And mm-hmm.
Why? Because they fit together, or they just turned out well?
They fit together. Actually, the name of the album, which is actually a combination of ridiculous and delicious, which is exactly what this album kind of involves, is a lot of, I'd say, satire, a lot of fun, a lot of party music, and, you know, built in with, you know, what the Candy Makers are about, which is, you know, soul and bringing out passion in our music and putting it out there on stage. So.
We are glad you're here today. Ridiculicious, the title of their latest album. Back to Al Sweet, the Candy Makers on Java Blend.
This song's called Nothing New Under the Sun.
nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. No. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun.
take it all from me now. I'll be left with nothing, no, nothing but the memories. Please send some of it back to me, some of that good old loving energy back to me. Aggressive tones, I pick them up on my way out the door. I said, I'm sorry, baby, but I don't want to speak to you like that no more. No, 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 only sweet good loving tones coming straight from my soul. Please send some of it back to me, some of that good old loving energy back to me. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me here all alone. I can't stand it when you're across the room, baby. I need to feel you and caress you and give you every little thing that I got, just as long as you send some of that good loving right back to me. Some of that good old loving, that good old loving, baby. Good old loving.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. We are soaking it up and enjoying every ridiculous tone and sound of the... Did I do that? Okay. Ridiculous. I'm just trying to build that into my vocabulary. You're one of those people, Al, I bet, too. You try to learn a new word every day, right?
Oh, every day.
The Candy Makers are with us. Al Sweet, Nick Vasquez, Brett Dale, Randy Leisman, and Mike Miller. They are on the stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. This is Java Blend, and if you'd like to find out more about our upcoming events or the broadcast, go to iowapublicradio.org, search for Java Blend, and you will find upcoming performances, broadcasts. If you happen to be driving around or what, in your kitchen, chopping up vegetables? What else could you be doing and listening to the radio? All kinds of things. You can download this entire hour without any cost by going to iowapublicradio.org in stereo. We have the Candy Makers to thank for that. And send a note. As payment, you can just send a note. We love you, the Candy Makers, and we love you, Iowa Public Radio. That would be payment enough, yeah, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have a tattoo of Iowa Public Radio above my heart.
You do not.
I do.
So. Okay. Al, tell us about your voice, because I close my eyes. I see people around here enjoying your vocals and the original music your band is producing. Who are you thinking of? Who did you listen to growing up? Who are you channeling, perhaps?
My dad listened to Robert Cray every single day. And my mom listened to a lot of Beach Boys and like the Shy Lights and like just some old... just some old doo-wop kind of stuff,
yeah.
You know, Supremes, that kind of stuff. And, that's what I listened to growing up. And then, you know, just trying to find out what your voice can do as a singer.
Right.
Just talking to anybody and everybody is, you know, probably the most important thing. So, emulate, imitate, and then try to find out what's yours. And then that's all I do is I... emulate, imitate, and then try to make it mine. That's
it's all. A huge spectrum of what you do with your voice. We're enjoying it so much. And you've had that, I mean, in elementary school, did you know you could do that?
No. Just growing up doing choir. You know, Brett and I were in high school. We did some show choir together and find out that, you know, we could, I kind of like dancing. So I started dancing, going out to the clubs, like the kids' clubs where, you know, people be up on stage, you know, twerking and, you know, getting down and stuff. So that's kind of where I found music, is through like house and dancing and stuff. And then all of a sudden that performance turned into, you know, just trying to take the ultimate vibration, the voice, and bringing it all the way through your body. Because, you know, like dancing is, you know, a real big vibration, and the singing is the next thing. So that's why I really, really enjoy what I do all the time, every time, because of those things, keeping that vibration going and moving it around.
That is clear to see. If you can't hear it, you've got to see this band. Find out where they're appearing by going to their website, thecandymakers.com. We have time for at least four more.
That sounds great.
If you have the energy, yeah, we want.
If you don't mind, I want to explain this next song. This next song actually isn't a Candy Maker song. It's from another project that we did back home in the Quad Cities called Joy Avenue Music Society. And it basically is Brett, Randy, myself, Nick, and one of our best friends, producer of our last album and of the album we just recorded and of every album we'll ever have, Dustin Cobb, who's a really close friend of ours, asked us to come out to his studio and record songs with him. And basically what it was instead of thinking of music in a Candy Maker's way, soul, funk, rock and roll, we could do whatever we wanted to, anything. Just think of every possible kind of style of music you want to do, and we're going to bring it in, and we're going to do it in one night. And that's what Joy Avenue Music Society is all about, going out to the studio, recording a song, getting it done in one night. Here's a song written by Brett Dale. It goes like this. He's going to sing it too.
from the beginning to the end. The love that I laid in from the beginning to the end. Tried, but I failed. Lord, I tried. Lord, I tried, but I failed. Well, you don't know what you got. But you sure feel bad a lot. But you ain't okay. You try. When I'm sad, I think of her. Oh.
wash away your harm. Yeah, I'd like it if you would go there now, now. You can see for yourself. These waters, they need a helping hand. And they can't do it all by themselves, no.
Down in the Quad Cities, we live right on the Mississippi River. And a lot of times, that river floods, wipes out lots of homes, lots of businesses. And I know Iowa City knows a little bit about that. That's what this song's about. It's about grabbing a hold of one another, letting each other know it's gonna be alright, we're gonna get through it.
Tuned in. It's the Candy Makers performance live at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. And we want to thank them before they send us out with a tune or two left in their bag. Brett Dale, Randy Leisman, Mike Miller, Nick Vasquez, and Al Sweet make up the Candy Makers. TheCandyMakers.com is where you need to find out about their upcoming events and their music. Phil Moss is our engineer for today, and our technical producer, Derek Kellison, provided production assistance. Give him a big round of applause. That's right. This album, Ridiculicious, it's such a good word. And you and I, Al, are forming the Learn a Word Every Day and Use It Club right now. Right. Should we found that right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ridiculicious, so versatile. Yeah. Somebody makes you a casserole, how is it?
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Right. You could whatever you think about that casserole.
That's right.
A politician says something. Somebody says, "What do you think about that?"
If it was about, you know, a casserole dish, then it would be ridiculous.
Okay, ridiculous. The title of the album just put out by the Candy Makers, put out in September 2014. What do you see on the horizon before you take us out with some music?
Lots of touring.
Yeah.
More albums to come. Lots of people to meet. Lots of fans to adopt. And hopefully have some people come out and see us at some shows and enjoy some party time with us.
All right. We would love to have you back here. Let's give another hand to the Candy Makers. Have them send us out. Thank you, guys.
Cause this ride ain't